Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show and a special episode today. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, Noah.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you as well. We got some spooky ones for everyone today.
You have to. So, got to get in the spirit.
So mine kind of deals with my rapid fire that I did the other day. And if y'all didn't hear that one, then you're missing out. But this one, so the people who maybe didn't hear it, did you know that the jack-o'-lanterns, they actually came from the Irish?
Yeah, I do remember you saying that, but so, I didn't know, not
right,
know that.
So here's the,
don't
here's
know the details.
Specific. So it came from an Irish myth about a man named Stingy Jack, excuse me. Okay. So no matter what you face or what you kind of carve as the face in a Halloween pumpkin, it's probably always going to be called the same thing, which is what we call a jack-o'-lantern. But how did that spooky illuminating squash get that name? Turns out it came from a myth, an Irish myth, from a man named Stingy Jack. So this is his story, and bear with me. It's going to be a little drawn out, but it's a lot of cool information.
We like it. Let's hear it. It's like a ghost story on Halloween.
Right. Yeah, so it's a really good one. So Americans have always carved pumpkins, but it wasn't actually until the late or the mid-1800s that we started using that for the holiday. About 200 years before, the celebrating of the harvest season in Ireland were making their own lanterns. And they made them from turnips, beets, and other root vegetables as of a way to ward off Stingy Jack. So that was 200 years ago they started doing that. Not as a celebration, but as a
defense.
Defense, right. So Stingy Jack was a phenomenon who roamed the countryside around the harvest season. According to Irish lore, Stingy Jack, who is also sometimes called Flaky Jack, was a swindler who took up drinking with the devil. So though when that tab was due from all the drinking, he didn't want to pay it or pay his share of it. So he ended up convincing the devil to turn into a coin, and then Jack trapped his drinking partner in his pocket. So Jack, I don't know, convinced the devil to turn into a coin, and he put the devil in his pocket. Now, he would only release him if the devil agreed that Jack's soul would stay free of the underworld. So that did happen. But however, in the folktale, there was a catch, a warning about immoral behavior. So at the end of Jack's life, his trickster type of soul wasn't accepted into heaven, and it couldn't go to hell because he made the deal with the devil. So it left him to wander the earth with nothing but a coal, which the devil actually provided himself, and the coal was inside of a turnip turned into a lantern. So by the story's end, Stingy Jack actually became Jack of the Lantern, which eventually morphed into Jack-o'-lantern, which is what we call him nowadays. So how the story kind of goes, basically, is that he was Jack of the Lantern.
Yeah.
And it was because he had a piece of coal that was inside a turnip, and the coal was lit, so it glowed. And so when the Irish brought that over here to the Americas, and eventually we started carving pumpkins, and we want the inside lit. And so that's that jack-o'-lantern. It all came from that. So
wow, Stingy Jack.
Oh, Stingy Jack.
How about that? That's a good one. That's a nice little Halloween story for you.
I never knew that one. That's
good, Noah. Here we go. Well, I'm going to try to have one just as good as that, but here's my did you know on this Halloween day. So did you know about this haunted place just one state over from us?
Okay.
It's called Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
No, I've never heard of that
place. Okay, so from the outside, this place looks like a luxury spa. It's steeped in 140 years of history. Just imagine this old hotel, spa, resort place. Crescent Hotel in Eureka, Arkansas. But inside, there's a portal to another realm. During nightly ghost tours, guests often pass out or feel faint at the same exact spot during every tour in the house.
No way.
Where is this spot? It turns out it's right above the morgue.
Okay.
So this inn, now a spa, 100 years ago was once owned by a fake doctor who attempted and failed to cure sick patients. So he would try to take patients in under the guise of being a doctor,
right,
just because he thought it was fun to try to help them, but he wasn't an actual doctor. So most of them died.
He was just killing them, basically.
Well, he wasn't trying to, but they ended up just dying because he didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
So, yes, and that was right in this morgue in the Crescent Hotel. So the spa goers are accustomed to this unexplainable paranormal event, and they are visits from the inn's former personnel. So there's definitely some creepy things going on at this Crescent Hotel.
To a really nice place, because right, the outside's really nice.
Yeah,
you say
it's real. Yeah, it looks like a luxury spa, and I mean, I'm sure it is nice, but it's definitely got some creepy things.
Yeah,
hiding
I guess
beneath.
Just avoid the floor above the morgue and just go to the spa, and that's about it.
Right. So there you go. That's Crescent crazy. Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. If you're not familiar with it, I wasn't either, but definitely something I might want to do a little bit more research on. Sounds interesting. But that's our Did You Know show on this Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody, learning about this haunted place in Arkansas and about the history of the jack-o'-lantern on the Did You Know show. Happy Halloween, everybody, and come on back for another Did You Know episode tomorrow.